Father, we give you the praise tonight. We adore you because you are God. We say be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless the service tonight. Let not one person live here the same way. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. The one who is excited to be here, say loud amen. The one who is excited to be in the presence of the Lord here today, say louder, amen. Please greet someone by your left and right and welcome them to the presence of the Lord. And you might be seated. Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here tonight in Jesus' name. I know there are some people who expect us to be in the UK by now. Right? So those who come to church because they want to see pastor, some of them may not be here right now. But that is a miserable way to go to church. You don't go to see a man. You go to see God. They looked up to him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The kind of people that see results in life are people who do things not for men to see, or not with man in consideration, but with God in consideration. In the university in those days, I used to tell people, I said, if for any reason church is closed for 10 years, God forbid, I didn't even know there was something called COVID that was going to come. I'm talking like this 30 years ago. I said, if church is closed for 10 years, and at the end of 10 years, they ask church to return, how many people do you think will return back to church? And those were not the days of the internet or anything like that. Only very few. The only people that you will see back are those who have personal relationship. People with encounters with God. People who know God. People, not people who are following the crowd to do things. People who know God for themselves. And I think that we need to come to that point. So that whether anybody was there or not, you have an appointment with God. And you must keep that appointment. Somebody say aloud, amen. I congratulate all of you for being here tonight and for just having your appointment with God, irrespective of who was around in church or who was not around. Congratulations. Because most times, We only hear when we don't do well. We don't hear when we do well. Human beings are more generous with condemnation than commendation. But now, receive your commendation. Give the Lord the praise. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 24 and in verse 12. Matthew 24 and in verse 12, he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Tonight, I am speaking on the subject, the plague of lovelessness. The plague of lovelessness. And by the way of objective, we'll be understanding the situation of lovelessness in our generation. Second, we shall be understanding the consequences of lovelessness. And third, we shall be understanding the cause or origin of lovelessness. Understanding the situation of lovelessness in our generation. Understanding the consequences of lovelessness. And understand the cause or origin of lovelessness. Like you know, it is our month
of the light has come and the glory is risen through positive character. But many times when character is taught, we just go generally most times to do the right thing, don't do the wrong thing, and so on. But tonight I want us to go to the root of issues, and we're going to deal with that for the time that we have at the rest of the month. One of the major issues that we have in our generation is lovelessness. That is the mother of wickedness. Lovelessness. And you know that a major crisis in our world today is the crisis of lovelessness. Love is in short supply in our world today. I can say without equivocation that the major challenge of our world today, and the scripture also lends credence to that, is the challenge of the bankruptcy, the shortage, the scarcity of love in the earth. The outcome of this lovelessness is characterlessness, unrighteousness. That's the outcome. And you see that in Romans chapter 12, verse 8 to 9. He said, 13 rather, verse 8 to 9. He said, "Owe no man nothing but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not take what belongs to another person. Thou shalt not say that somebody did something when he didn't do it. You shall not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet." You shouldn't think that you are the better person to have what the other person has. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now look at verse 10. It says, "Love worketh no ill to his neighbor." Love does not hurt people. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Higher. Love. That is, if you can observe love, you don't need to remember the commandments. Love is the fulfilling of the law. So what is the outcome of lovelessness? Lovelessness equals lawlessness. If love is the fulfilling of the law, to be loveless is to be lawless. Where a person is loveless, he becomes lawless. Lovelessness is the way of viciousness. Lovelessness is the way of ruthlessness. Lovelessness is the way of characterlessness. It was lack of consideration for the other person that made this man to take his money. Lovelessness. Until we treat the matter of love, we have not been able to touch the matter of character. Is God speaking to anybody here? Say amen. If God is speaking to somebody here, say louder amen. So I like you to understand this issue of lovelessness. Somebody carries someone's bag. That bag carries an international passport that has an American visa inside, a US visa, a UK visa, a Schengen visa. That bag has an ATM card that has money inside it. That bag had other very critical documents, plus cash of 100,000. This thief carries the 100,000 and throws away the rest of the things. You see, for this person, what is most important is not the cash. You're almost ruining the life. I know of people who are applying to the U.S. Embassy now because their visa got, their passport got lost or something, and they have to start from the scratch and produce all manner of evidences. Lovelessness. It's a heartless, loveless person that will want to get what he wants and doesn't care what you got. That heartless person, loveless person, took the innocence and of a young lady violently, aggressively, and left a battered human being, maybe for the rest of, the, of her life, except for God's intervention. Lovelessness. Am I communicating at all? Lovelessness makes a man to have a quarrel with another person, and that quarrel led him to take a whole life. What is happening now is not just the life that is taken, but the collateral damages. That is what we call the iniquity of sin. The sin is the action. The iniquity is the collaterals. The real thing is not that somebody was killed. The real thing is that a woman has become a widow. The real thing is that a child has become fatherless for the rest of his life. He doesn't know who to look up to as a father figure anymore. Or as a mother. A friend is crying because his friend has been snatched from his side by a wicked person. Dependents are crying because they don't know who will pay their school fees anymore. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That's the kind of thing we are talking about now. And this killer is not considering these damages. A student is made to repeat a whole year because he refused to bribe the lecturer. He didn't buy the handout. If he's a man, he buys. If he's a woman, she gives herself. And because he didn't do that, this man is not thinking that this child is thinking. I am wasting one more year, my mates have gone. The parents have to pay one more year's school fees. That's why the matter of love must be treated so that character can be treated. Am I communicating? Young lady was talking to me the other day. He said, men are wicked though. I said, what happened? He said she was stranded looking for assistance to get, just stranded. Every of the people she asked for money was asking for her body. He said, so I cannot get anything without somebody asking for my body. He said, men are wicked though. Am I communicating? What you will think about is, if it was your brother, if it was your sister or your daughter or somebody that was stranded, that was in need, will you be happy for somebody to make demands on them iniquitously before the need is met? Are you seeing the relationship between the love and the character now? A young lady walks into a home that there was peace. Man loves his wife and loves the children. She steps in there and determines that she needs the man more than his wife. More than the children. Long story made short is that after a while, she pulls the man away to herself. One woman told a story to me. She said, a strange woman took her husband. When she calls the husband's phone, it's the woman that will pick. And he's with the woman for almost 21 days now. So, he said, what you are doing? Is it correct? You are a woman, no? You are taking another person's husband like that. You know what the woman said? If you don't beg me, you won't see him for the next 6 months. That is man quarantined. The woman is to blame, but the man is too mumushious. Under whose stage? Do you understand what I'm talking about? The woman is now lamented. This is the husband of my youth. We suffered together. When we were suffering, you were not there. The children can't see their father in the evening. And the woman has heart to keep another person's possession like that. That is the loveless generation. Loveless. Am I communicating? If the matter of love can be treated, we'll have a better world. And I believe today, he said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. That's why love is the fulfillment of the law. I have so many things I could have said. We live in a generation where somebody will pull another person down and climb on him on the ground to rise. Very, very quickly, what are the consequences of lovelessness? Where love is absent, what are the consequences of lovelessness? Number one is hurtful, lawless. Hurtful and lawless behavior. When a person is loveless, like I said earlier on, that person is lawless. Behavior is hurtful. In Romans chapter 13 and in verse 10, he said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. What do I mean by this? Lovelessness is the absence of consideration for human emotion. Absence of consideration. Where somebody doesn't, he can't care for the feeling of another person. He cannot care, careless for the emotions of the other person. When we begin to deal with causes of lawlessness, you see many things. Hurtful, lawless behavior. Number two is lack of divine presence. The lack of divine presence and manifestation. First John chapter 4 and in verse 8. He said, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. This is a straight line equation. The presence of love provokes the presence of God. For God is love. The presence of love provokes the presence of God. For God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. The presence of love is synonymous with the presence of God. For God is love. Show me a family where you can find love. In that family you can find God. Love between man and wife. Love between parent and children. You will find God. Show me a church where you can find love. In that church you will find God. Show me a department of the church where they are not quarreling and antagonizing each other and this and that camp formation. In that department you will see God. The presence of God, of love, provokes the presence of God. The absence of love is synonymous with the absence of God. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how many hours you speak in tongues. And I don't care how many times you are present in church when the doors of church are open. If you lack love in your heart, if you lack forgiveness, you walk in bitterness and unforgiveness, and you are cantankerous, jamming heads together, you don't know what is called the presence of God. So the presence of love provokes the presence of God. Now I'm going to the third level. And the presence of God compels the actions of God. The presence of God facilitates the actions of God. If God is present, He will walk. Mark chapter 16 verse 20. And the Lord walking with them. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. And confirming the word with signs and wonders following. John chapter 2 verse 1. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee. Jesus was called. And his disciples. And when there was a need, he moved. He walked. He walked. So if you want to see God at work. If you want to see God at work, you want to see God at work, let love be at work. You want to see God in your life, let love be at work. And you want to see God at work, let love be at work. Someone say a loud amen. One of the things I know is that in my heart, God has put a very, very heavy, heavy deposit of love for himself, love for people. My wife is aware. Most people around me, they know. There are situations in the church, there are situations I encounter that it is only God who prevents me from shedding physical tears. You have seen me cry many times for issues of people. One day somebody was telling me, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, I almost cried while the person was talking. Then the Holy Ghost just cautioned me that if I cry now, the person will misinterpret it. That pastor is crying because the situation is not possible. That this thing cannot be handled. This thing that is making this powerful pastor to cry, this man of God, like people will say, it means that there's no solution. That was what restrained me that day, that particular one. When we place hand on people like this, is full of passion. Many times I touched a person like this, say, I have shoulder pain, it disappeared. Not one, not two, plenty times. It happened to him. Plenty times. He said, you are not aware of what was wrong with me at all. But you just patted my back, bam, the neck affliction disappeared. Am I communicating at all? Feeling, there is a connection between feeling and healing. He was moved with compassion. Matthew chapter 14 verse 14. And healed them. What you feel determines what can be healed. You want to see God at work in God present with you. And you want to see him walk like never before. We must avoid the plague of lovelessness. The plague of lovelessness must be avoided. The plague of lovelessness. We must embrace the life of love. Please take your seat. Number 3. What are the consequences of lovelessness? Number three is the impotence of faith. The impotence of faith. What do I mean by that? The potency of faith is guaranteed by love. Faith worketh by love. The potency of faith is guaranteed by love. First John chapter 4 verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is love? You know that God is love? If God is love, anywhere you find love, you can find God. Question. Can God fear? Is there anything that makes God afraid? When I stood, and whenever I stand and I preach brutally against witches, wizards, occultic powers, oppressing people, against negative situations, atrocious situations in our nation, and all those kind of decree, fear is zero. If you find God, ask him. Zero, 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 zero. Because there is a passion, there is a fire in your heart, a passion for deliverance of people, the passion for the people to be free, to be saved, to be helped, overwhelms any negative emotion of fear. It swallows it up. And the Bible said, perfect love casteth away fear. There is no fear in love. Fear, doubt, unbelief. Can you locate that place? I think 1 John 4, 18. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear has no torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So, when you walk in love, real love for God, love for man, you walk in a fearless realm. You walk in a realm that is doubt excluded. You walk in a realm that is unbelief excluded. Now, let me tell you one more thing. Take your seat. Now, God does not know impossibility, true or false. With God, how many things are possible? Mark 10:27. With God, how many things are possible? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. So, with God, all things are possible. God is love. So with love, you step into the realm of all possibilities. Am I communicating? If with God, all things are possible, walking in love is walking in the realm of all possibilities. All possibilities. All possibilities. All possibilities. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7. Concerning love or charity. He said, he believeth all things. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. He beareth all things. He believeth all things. In the heydays of the healing revival, I heard that Oral Roberts will carry a little baby in his hand. Maybe deformed or maybe blind or something. Carry the child in his hand. He said when he is praying with passion, he will ask himself the question, if this was my child, how happy will I be for this child to be in this condition? And how will I pray for this child? Then he will pray with all the fire he possesses. And that affliction will be reversed on the spot. Because it was faith that was powered by love. Am I communicating? A young man told me a story some time ago. How that he was an armed robber. Robbers, Indian hemp, everything. He was moving up and down as robbers. He said one day they went to a state in the north. I think it was Kano. To rob. But every time he returned home, the mother said, you are wasting your time. You are a pastor, not a criminal. You are a man of God, not a criminal. You say, what are you talking about? He would dash out of home again. One day, they went to rob somewhere. They killed everybody, only him. He said he jumped through a fence. How he moved from this side and landed on the other side, only God knew. It was an unjumpable fence. The faith of the mother walking. Faith that walketh by love. Any other child can be a robber and die a criminal. Not the one I gave birth to. The faith that walketh by love. Am I communicating? Is it any wonder why there are so many people today wondering why prayers are not answered and faith are not working? It's not working. Too many people are in your heart. Too many people are, you have locked too many people in your heart. You can't talk with this one. You are quarreling with that one. You can't greet the other one. They shouldn't mention the name of the other one where you are. And your faith became impotent. Eh? How easy is it for an impotent man to cause his wife to have conception? Faith is absolutely impotent. So when you are walking in love, you are functioning in the interest of your faith. And I'm sure you know that the just shall live by his faith. So when you are walking in love, you are walking for your life. Because there is a time when you will need your faith to live. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lovelessness plagues people with the impotence of faith. Things can't move because love, which is the nature of God, which is the nature of all possibilities, is lacking. So things can't be possible. Doubt is rearing up its head here and there. Unbelief, fear. Because the faith that walketh by love is lacking. Somebody say amen. Number four is the ineffectiveness of the giving covenant. The ineffectiveness of the giving covenant. If you read this, it will amaze you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. Now, before we go there, now listen to this. Before we go there, the Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. So if you are a sower, you are not permitted to be a beggar. If you are a sower, you expect harvest. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Oh no, chapter 9, start from verse 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Every man according to his proposal is in his heart, so let him give. Okay, start from verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So, to sow is to reap. Am I communicating? I think that is a Bible law. Mark chapter 6, verse 37, 38. Luke 6, 37, 38. Verse 38 now. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, press down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. Give. Now, look at Acts chapter 20, verse 35. I have showed you all things How does soul laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So, giving normally provokes receiving. Giving normally provokes a harvest, except where there is no love. 1 Corinthians 13:3. Read this and let it shock you. And though I bestow all my goods in charity donation, in giving, though for the sake of God I give my body, I have given all my account. I emptied my account. I have given everything I can until I decided to give my own body. Burn it. And I have not love. It profited me nothing. Your giving holds no value without love. No value. Your giving attracts no profit without love. Isn't that a serious matter? I am a tither. I am a giver. I am a kingdom practitioner. But I have a problem with my wife that nobody can solve. It profits you. You are wasting your time. Wasting resources. I am a foundation member of the church. Even when the glory door was being built, I gave half of the money for the roofing. And I am a practicing malicious person. I enjoy the lifestyle of malice. Practicing. No, how you say it? It's a practicing lawyer. There are those who are practicing malicious people. They live by it. They enjoy life by it. Do you remember one woman where we live one time? You have never seen such a woman. Where does she drinks? Children say good money. Say, shut up. What is good about the money? Yes.
Very. Her own children don't come to her.
Children, her children that she gave birth to don't near her. That is a practicing malicious person. Say, I give all. You see, there is more to God than just give and it shall be given. It's more to God. God is too deep. Am I communicating? You keep this law, you break this law, it cancels. Am I communicating at all? Giving body to be born means material. That is, they killed you. They burned people to stake in those days. You came to a point where you could be killed for your faith, and yet you didn't love people. It's a paradox. How that is possible is hard to think. I don't know about you, but I don't want to waste my giving and waste my investment in the kingdom through loveless, malicious, hateful behavior. It profits me. Profit is an English, an economic word. It holds no profit, no returns. It's not profitable. It was a waste of venture. It was a wasted investment. We call it kingdom investment. It was a wasted investment. Somebody say it loud, amen. These are consequences of lovelessness. If nothing will make you run away from bitterness and hatred and maliciousness and wickedness, this should. The most comfortable place any child should be in the presence of his father or mother. Father, children not comfortable in your company, something is wrong with your paternity. Children not comfortable in your company, something is wrong with your maternity. I've heard a young girl told me, said, When I look at that woman, I doubt whether she is my mother. I can't believe that, except that they claim that this woman is my mother. This one was pregnant for 9 months. The mother didn't ask once, how are you doing? How is your pregnancy? When are you delivering?
A mother.
Had terrible complications of gynecological complications. This is what the doctor said. No statement, no response. Okay. Only time she will call is when she... Will you send me some money, please? If not, that people say that woman is my mother. And there is some resemblance in our face. I will say it's a lie. Maybe she found me from somewhere. Maybe she took me from another person. Am I communicating? What life is that? And people are doing all these kind of things. The same mother and father. You can't talk to each other. Because there is a challenge. And you are clapping and praise the Lord, oh single, single. Praise the Lord, oh single, single. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying here today? He profits nothing. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't waste your life. Say, do things that are profitable. Do things that are profitable. Walk in love. And do things that are profitable. As far as being offended is concerned, the only person that will never be offended is somebody who is already in the grave. People you love will offend you. People that hate you will offend you. People you have helped will offend you. People you have assisted will offend you. Everywhere you go, offense might stare you in the face. It is to make the choice that you can act, but I refuse to react according to how you expect. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, number 5 consequence for tonight is the limitation of life's potential. The limitation of life's potentials. When you fail to walk in love, the potentials of your life become limited. What you can become becomes limited. Why do I say so? God made man in his image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 27, God said, let's make man in our image. So he made man in his image. And God is love. God made you in his image, and God is love. What is the meaning of that? To realize your potential, you must walk in love. To become who God made you to be, you must walk and live according to the nature of your creation. To become who God wants you to become, and realize all the possibilities you can realize in life, you must walk according to the nature of your creation. We were created with a love mold, not a hatred mold. And existence in lovelessness equals existence in limitation. When you see a bitter person, there is more to his life than what it is there. When you see a hateful person, a malicious person, there is something. I used to know a young man. This guy had problem with everybody. Everybody was against him. Everybody was against him. He had complaints about everything. His own was not just, even church, any church he went to is has a problem. That guy had great potentials.
clear this. GC did very, 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 very well in sciences, physics, chemistry, everything, cleared all of them.
You know, the science, those biology, chemistry, physics, the aspiration is to become a medical doctor and all of that.
He had that capacity. He stepped into one of those courses.
He was withdrawn.
Stepped into another one. Till today, if you engage him 2 minutes,
he will report somebody to you. I can actually bet with you. If he doesn't report somebody to you under 2 minutes, let me give you some money.
When our baby Deborah was a baby around 5 years old, the man came to our house. She ran to me and said, "Daddy, I don't like this uncle. I don't like..." Because the face wasn't likable. Till today, that guy is... the kind of person I'm talking about went to school around the center. He's on earth. Where he is working, he has a problem with everybody. He will send long text message, long email. He say, "In my new working place, I found 2 witches there." He was a witch detector. Anywhere they gave him accommodation, he has problem with the people. They would tell till now, my guy is not married. 50s. All the girls must be witches. Am I coming? It's a limit. It just limits your life's energy, potentials, possibilities, limited with bitterness. Limited. Just limited. The wings you should be using to fly, crippled by unforgiveness. And it's a good thing because these things are practical. If you suspect every witch, will you follow any vehicle? What if the driver is a blood-sucking demon? the doctor or the midwife you took your wife to deliver is in the fire, is the occult, and they ask him to bring blood of newborn baby, and you took your wife there for child. What was the restaurant that you went to eat? Do you know what they put in the food? We walk by faith. You know, in our 5th year medical school, going to 6th year, we did a project on culturing of microbes from places. Our own was to go to a restaurant and take culture from the plate that was already washed and from food that was already prepared, which was what we did, and took it to the laboratory and checked it and found Streptococcus faecalis inside clean plate that had been washed in the restaurant, in the market, and the food. Streptococcus faecalis is what you are meant to find in feces. So all of us, we are living by faith. We are surviving by faith. I couldn't believe what we saw. I said, "What?" That's how life is. Even if the driver was an occultic man, he can't kill you. You are not killing. If he caused accident, only him will die. He will suck his own blood. Amen. I believe that God knew all these things. That's why he says, "You shall eat deadly poison. You shall use them to cook us fecalism." vanish. I don't want to. It's a laboratory scientist here. You know what I'm talking about? Fecal streptococcus. My God. Hallelujah. God saw all these things ahead. He saw that the time will come when somebody who didn't wash their hand well from the toilet came and cooked food. I'm enjoying the reaction of people. It's all these things. That's a little drop, whatever. And you ate and you are not aware. But God preserves you. You see, it is only in heaven you will know all the things God delivered you from that you are not aware. Only in heaven. All the things the devil planned against you that couldn't work. All the things. So that there's no business going about suspecting everybody. Live your life in the hands of God. Walk according to the principles of Scripture. And you'll understand that principles are superior to principalities. Somebody by yourself, say it will not hurt you. It will not hurt you. It cannot hurt you. It cannot harm you. Just walk in love. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. In conclusion tonight, I will start on the subject, what is the cause of lovelessness. The message was so loaded, I decided that a bulk of it should come back on Sunday. So I'll stop here and then we'll continue from here on Sunday. What is the cause or origin of lovelessness? We have many of it and I'll mention just one tonight and we'll continue on Sunday. Number one is godlessness. Godlessness. When people are godless, they are loveless. For God is love. We have read that over and over again. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8. God is love. You cannot possess God and not possess love. You cannot possess God and not possess love. How many of you of us know that as long as Adam and Eve were in the presence of God in the garden, there was no calamity? The first calamity that happened at creation happened after God had driven man from his presence in the garden. Of course, you know Genesis 3, 23 and 24 was where God sent man away. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. A flaming sword. And he drove man out. So man left the presence of love. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Man walked out, was pushed out of the presence of love. And he tarried outside the presence of love and gave birth to children outside the presence of love, and the firstborn became a killer outside the presence of love. Somebody say amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 4 verse 8. Cain killed, and Cain talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. That was the first time person kill person is scripture. It happened in Genesis. And it happened with man driven out of the presence of love. Where love ends, their hate starts. Where love ends, their wickedness begins. Godlessness. And I want to say this, don't let anybody deceive you. You measure your godliness by your lovingness. To be godly is to be loving. Nothing else can convince God or the devil that you are godly except that you are loving. Nearness to God equals fullness of love. Nearness to God equals fullness of love. Many times I'm coming out of my closet smiling, arms wide open, and I'm opening it to my wife. Come and receive an embrace. If ever hugging is can cause problem, or is if there is hyperhogamia, my people would have been suffering from it. Too much hug cells in the blood. And I'm coming out smiling, and my wife said, go back there. Go back to where you are coming from. Just go back and remain there. And remain as sweet as this. That's the truth. You are just lying when you say you know God and you don't have love. It's a lie. I don't care what is your title. It's a lie. Whether the title is pastor or deacon or bishop, or head of department, or prayer band leader, or choir, whatever be your title, if you don't know love, you don't know God. I think we should settle that matter for once and for all. I can't understand. You carry hand, you slap your wife, hand. How? If fight is worrying you, can't you go to Motor Park? There are many people there looking for fight. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are screaming until your wife is vibrating. If God should scream on you like that, will you survive? El Shaddai, Lion of Judah. Say, hey!
That's a new revelation. That's a new revelation.
This is my own thinking. My relationship with my children, my family, should give them an idea of how God looks. That's my own thinking. It should give them an idea. I told my children, don't ever shrink back to ask me for anything you want. You need it, and I have it. You don't beg for it. You don't have any reason to draw back school fees, draw back for this allowance or that, for this or that, when you need it. And I have it. You don't beg for it. Do you know why? Because I don't want to go before God and beg him. I want to be able to walk to God with boldness. He is my heavenly Father. And I should be able to ask him for anything I need. And he should be able to do it for me without me shrinking back. I should be able to step into his presence and enjoy his presence. Once in a while, my wife comes into the closet and she sits down. I say, what are you doing here? So I just came to be told. Anointmosphere. I want to just partake in this anointmosphere. Am I coming? There are people, wife near, who dash monkey banana. What are you doing here? You came to ask for something? And you can't respect my privacy? God, I want us to handle this matter once. Godliness is godlikeness, like godness. And to be like God is to be like love. And I'm not saying you are weak. When there is time for correction, you can't correct. No, no, no. My wife is aware of the two sides. See what she just said. You say you don't want the other side. There are two sides. Two sides. Somebody say amen. And you don't want the other side truly, according to what you don't want the other side. Somebody say amen. Anybody blessed today, say aloud amen. It is delusion to claim to be godly and be hateful. It's delusion. Self-delusion. To claim to be godly and be hateful, it amounts to self-delusion. Let's read this and then I end. Pastor, did you see the other side the other day in the new church? 1 John chapter 4. Verse 16 to 20. And we have known that we believe the love that God has to us. 16 and 20. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love, dwelleth in God. And God in him. Verse 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love the God whom he has not seen? Please proceed and be Godful by being love-filled. Confirm your godliness by your loveliness. Lovely, loving, lovable, pleasant personality to hang around, because you are exuding love, exuding the nature of God. And everything around you is feeling it. And everything around you is experiencing it. It's a new day for you. We continue on Sunday. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Everybody happy, say amen. Anybody angry, say oh no. Only the devil will say that. Only the devil will say that. Praise the Lord. So from this moment forward, begin to measure your godliness by your loveliness, your lovingness, not by the length of hours you prayed in tongues. And we'll see on Sunday. Actually, that praying in tongues is actually meant to enhance your love life, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We'll look at it on Sunday. It's a major assignment. If I pray in tongues and I don't walk in love, that tongue is fake. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He irrigates our heart. He irrigates, he saturates our hearts with the love of God. Hallelujah. Would you lift up your hands and give him the praise for tonight? Appreciate him for his word to you. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh. Mahosheko Lamarada Hazarishta. Lekeste Verona Gagazanina Gagayosati. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Ikozaratazani na lahuratas.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Mesta vino coratiza. Leferina gazarana galayata zarana huzagadistaya. Mesta viro digo zanita larara hazarido. Yekezere tozagila ratazala. La parate seco karateza. Leke perenigo sotorana galahasatista. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the worship. We give you the glory. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Be glorified. Be honored. And be adored. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and pray after me and say, Father, I have come before you tonight. I thank you for your word. And I thank you for understanding. I have received your word tonight. I ask, Lord, that this word will produce the desired result in my life and through my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I thank you for your word to me tonight. I appreciate you for giving me this word. I ask that you help me to live out this word in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, draw me closer to you and help me to walk in a new dimension of love. In the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, draw me closer to you and help me to walk in a higher dimension, a new dimension of your love. In the name of Jesus. Again, Father, draw me closer to you and help me, Lord, to walk in a higher dimension of love. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and for a thought prayer and finally and say, Father, deliver me from every spell of bitterness, every spell of unforgiveness, every spell of maliciousness. Deliver me, Lord, from every spell of bitterness, every spell of unforgiveness, every spell of maliciousness. Deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Deliver me from every spell of bitterness, every spell of unforgiveness, every spell of maliciousness. Deliver me, Lord, from every spell of bitterness, every spell of unforgiveness, every spell of maliciousness. Deliver me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I believe the Lord has heard and answered in Jesus' name.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
I want to lead someone to Christ tonight. And please, when we leave here tonight, forgive those you need to forgive.
Release those you need to release. And clean your heart of offense.
But like I say all the time, many people don't understand forgiveness. Forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconnection in relationship. This is what I mean. That person, you stop talking to him because you found out that he wanted to kill you. He put poison in your water. You almost drank it, but you put it aside. They gave that water to dog. Dog died. And you discovered it. The question is, as a Christian, should you forgive that person? Yes. What does it mean? Clean your heart. Hand him over to God and refuse to be bitter. If you are, receive grace not to be bitter. The next question is it compulsory for that person to be your friend? No. If that person give you water to drink another time, will you receive it? No. Is it because you have not forgiven him? No. Forgiveness does not invite foolishness. There must be a marriage of forgiveness and wisdom. You walk in forgiveness and you also walk in wisdom. That person that you discuss sensitive things of your life, and at the end you began to hear it from other people. Are you hurt? Yes. Does he pain you? Yes. Should you forgive him? Forgive him. Greet him. Question is, will you discuss anything sensitive with him next time? Lie. Is it because you have not forgiven him? See, so some people force themselves to say, okay, let me... I have forgiven him, so let us begin to continue like we used to talk before. No way. That is not stupidity. That is, I'm sorry to use the word, mumu liti.
Am I communicating? So that you can be free. Once we talk about forgiveness, you can calm down. Oh, how are you? Fine. It's a long time. Yes, truly long. When will we meet again? I'm not too sure. But I'll let you know if we are going to meet again. Am I going to see you soon? It's not really clear, but if you will see me, I'll get in touch with you. I will get in touch with you if I will see you. This can be in the next 100 years. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. There are some people I have already forgiven sins. But when we speak, it is in abbreviated terms. We used to crack joke and laugh, ka, ka, ka. But now, it is highly summarized. Oh, hello, how are you? How is everything? Oh, everything is going on fine. Powerful. God bless you. So we'll speak next time, okay? God bless you. Hallelujah. Samson did not learn his lesson on time until he was destroyed. The woman said, first, Samson, what is the secret of your strength? He said, if you tie me with new rope, then I will be weak. Then she tied him with new rope and called the Philistines to catch him. And he told Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And he did like this. And scattered them. Which means this woman wants to kill you. He asked you again. You say another one. He kept on asking and you remain there. He kept on asking you until he found out the truth and used it to kill you. That one wasn't killed by satanic wickedness. He was killed by personal mumuciousness. That is how it is. When you find out that this is a domain or a territory that is dangerous to your life, come and be going. Come and be what? Be going. This territory is dangerous for my existence. This association, this relationship, this connection is too dangerous for my life's welfare. Just come, arrange your life, and be going. Is it because you hate the person? No. You love God, you love your life, and you have a future. And you don't want anybody to amputate your future for you. When you see them next time, will you greet them? Why not? How are you? Ah, long time. Wow. God bless you. So we'll see later here. Hey! The one you must not do is they are coming, you are boning. How are you? That's the one not to do. That's the one not to do. Be free enough to greet. And if you can summon a smile, summon it. Am I communicating? He may not make you smile. Just summon, if you can, just summon a smile. Alright? If it is possible. If it is not possible, just ensure that you are lively. Yes. Praise God. Thank God. God is faithful. Happy to see you. And God has been so faithful. Hallelujah. And I know you are doing well. God bless. Don't enter any discussion that will make you talk too long. Praise the Lord. So do you understand what I'm saying now? So forgiveness does not give room for foolishness. You marry forgiveness with wisdom. So you can deliver your destiny. Lift up your two hands. We are going to take this communion tonight. Jesus' body, Jesus is he is love. We are going to ask that his love will step into our lives.
Kill every trace of hurt, pain, bitterness we have had in time past. I've seen people here tonight who are victims of ulcers from very deep hurt. You got so much pain, so much hurt, so much betrayal, so much conspiracy, rejection, that physically your heart, right there on the chest, pains you. Tonight is your healing. There are those, terrible migraine, became hypertensive. At a young age, arthritis, joints, all from bitterness. Tonight, they are cleaned out. We're going to take the communion. Once we take that communion, the body and the blood of Jesus, there will be the cleaning out of many things. Cleaning out of systems. And I'll call one or two people out to tell us that they came with that thing I just described and all the things, and they just disappeared. Somebody, the right side of the neck has been your affliction. Somebody, your financial resources have been tied down because of the deep hurt. You were duped and defrauded, and you couldn't let go of that hurt. Tonight, as you let it go, what is yours shall be released in your direction. The satanic nightmares. See yourself in your family house all the time, in your compound, in your community, ends tonight. But before we take that communion, there are people here tonight and saying to me, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Yes, I'm forgiving people, but I also need forgiveness from God. Anywhere you are tonight, you need that forgiveness from God. You place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. I need forgiveness from God. I need mercies from God. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. You pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.